Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. On the road with the Broncos today in Fremont as Hastings gets set to take on Midland University. We've got a women's men's basketball doubleheader for you tonight. Women's game up first. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, the past couple of weeks have not been very pleasant for us, kind of a tough stretch for us.
Well, it has been. It seems like forever since we've got a win. It's been actually 2 weeks, but we've only played three games in the last 2 weeks. So we've had a long time to think about things, and it's a challenging part of our schedule right now, but we're also making some things tough for ourselves.
Just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about maybe making a run for a conference championship, or at least the upper tier of the conference right now. We're just trying to stay alive down the stretch here.
Well, we are. But again, you've got two very good teams that we played, Briarcliff and Northwestern, on the road. And they tend to make you look bad sometimes. Along with our own help, we did a good job of that. But now it's a part of our schedule again where we have three teams that are below us in the conference standings. We have a chance to get some confidence back in our game, to get some things fixed that we've had show up in these games against the upper-level teams. And then you get to the last three ball games of the season, and you have a chance to see what happens then.
We're in a stretch where we can ill afford to maybe get upset in any of these games, right?
No, we're hanging right around that number 20 position in the national polls, still in a reasonably decent position for a national tournament berth and a decent national tournament berth. But you're right. These are three ball games. We can't afford to have any mistakes.
Up at Northwestern on Saturday, it completely took us apart, winning by the score of 80-54. What happened in that ball game?
Well, we played 10 pretty good minutes where we followed our scouting report, where we executed very well. In fact, we even had a 5-point lead at 18-13. And then they basically just keep coming at you and coming at you. We went to our bench a little bit, had some mistakes made there, and a little bit of a wave became a tsunami, and it kind of rolled over us. We came out and battled to start the second half, started the half on a 9-2 run, and then it just took over again. And that's a tough place to play. They're a very good team, and they're a very good team at home.
Offensively, a lot of problems the past couple of weeks on offense. Talk about that and some of the problems we're having.
Well, the biggest thing right now is our lack of three-point shooting. I think you said when we were talking off-air that we'd have five games in a row under 30%, and I think at least three of those games have been under 20%. So we've got to again, get back to hitting some of those shots to spread the floor, to allow our driving, to allow our post-game to happen. Otherwise, it's going to get very crowded in the paint.
It's causing a lot of other problems because we can't hit the outside shot. Talk about what some of the teams are doing against us.
Well, they really are sagging in a lot, but now a team like Northwestern, when you take the three against them, most of those things are going to bounce long when they miss. Well, that's pattern made for their running game, so it really allowed them to get out in transition to catch the ball at 18 feet, catch it on a dead run, and they're off to the races. So that's two things that happens to you. Number one, you don't get any points offensively. Number two, you allow a running team to really get into their transition game, and Northwestern took great advantage of that on us on Saturday.
Albeit we've played some good teams the past two ball games with Briarcliff and Northwestern, but giving up 80 and 75 points in those two ball games. Are you happy with the defensive effort?
Well, in the Briarcliff game, the one thing you can look at is we gave up 75, but we also held them 20 points less than the first time we played them. So there was an improvement there. With Northwestern, we'd given up 80 the first time, 80 the second time. They're a very difficult team to guard because, number one, they have two very, very talented players to start off with that are matchup problems for everybody in the league. You have a 6'1 forward who can run, jump, and shoot the jump shot. That's a challenge. And then on top of it, they have a great wing in Cammy Kuhlman. So you don't run up against those players right away. But I think we get back into tonight's game with Midland, and we have an opportunity to match up a little bit better. In fact, I think we have some matchup advantages in certain positions. So hopefully our defense will come back to its old level of giving up only about 58 points a ball game.
It seems like when things go bad in a game, we just kind of lose our composure. And like you said, it just kind of snowballs from there.
We did. That was really obvious in that ball game. That once things started going bad for us, we couldn't get it stopped. We couldn't get it stopped through substitutions, through timeouts, through anything. And of course, a team like Northwestern really takes advantage of that with their running game being what it is. We'll need some good senior leadership down the stretch here to get this thing turned around for us and get back on the right track. And so tonight will be the first test for them.
Unfortunately, we were talking, it's kind of the same storybook as we had last year. We could hit the outside shot to, at the beginning of the season, and then we get a little stretch in the season where we can't buy a bucket. It's the same thing going on this year.
It really is. There's some patterns developing again. But, you know, I guess to a certain extent that's possible because we're playing the same people. You know, a lot of what's wrong with us right now is just strictly a confidence issue. And so we put in some rules for our offense this week. We're going to be a little more patient. We're going to be a little more cautious with taking the three so that when we take it, we get a good one. We get a shot that we want off of it. And then on top of it, we know that the three is going up, so we're going to be able to get some people to the boards in decent rebounding position.
All right, it's Midland here tonight on the road in Fremont. We'll come back and talk about the Warriors as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. From design and layout to the finished product, Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. His Broncos in Fremont tonight to take on Midland University. Coach, a team that, we should win, but I know a year or so ago we came up here and did not play very well and got upset by Midland, so the gals got to be ready tonight.
Well, we've actually had a couple upsets with the group that got to the national championship game. We came up here and got upset that game, too. You know, this is another team that plays well at home. They play well against us. They have they seem to be highly motivated when they get us on their place. So, we expect nothing more than a dogfight for 40 minutes.
They don't score a whole lot, but they got some girls that can score in this ball game, averaging 10, 11, 12 points per ball game.
Well, if you look at their scoring average, they've got about five players that are averaging between 8 and 12 points. And, you know, that's not bad scoring average. They play very hard. They will do some things against us that are part of the scouting routine, not guarding some of our players out on the perimeter and those things. So, number one, it starts with our defense. We have to make sure that we keep ourselves in the ball game and not allow that 10, 12-point deficit that we've been giving up lately in the first half, and that's going to help our confidence. And then on top of it, we have to be aggressive in a transition game. But if we don't get that layup that we want, then we have to be patient and really work hard to get a great shot so that we can start feeling good about our offensive again.
It's like a fairly decent rebounding team too.
Well, they are. They've got two people in particular, and Thramer leads them. She's very athletic, 5'10" post player. And where we should match up well against her, again, she's very agile, she's mobile, jumps extremely well, got good strength, so it's a challenge. We're going to put a leash on her. We haven't done that in the past because we were a little concerned about her mobility, but we're going to go head-to-head with our best post on their best post and see how it turns out.
First time around in the ball game played in Hastings, it was Trisha Hoffman who scores at 22 against us first time around. What's the game plan on her?
Well, what happened in that ball game is we did play some zone against them, and they really attack our zone pretty well. And that diagonal pass from the baseline to Trisha on the left wing is open most of the time, and it's open because of a matchup situation in our zone. So you probably won't see us play a lot of zone just simply to make sure that she doesn't go off on us.
Keys for us tonight to get out of here with a win.
Well, I think the real key is that we don't fall behind early like we've been doing in ball games lately, and then that we stay in, that we compete well, and then as you see the game going on, you see some confidence building in our offense.
All right, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups in the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Midland tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco basketball next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening. Welcome to the Event Center at Midland University tonight in Fremont, Nebraska. We've got Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS tonight. Hastings playing a doubleheader against the Warriors out of Midland University with a women's game up first. I'm Mike Willow, calling a play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings College coming in. A record of 15 wins and 8 losses on the season. The Broncos are sitting at 7-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings currently ranked number 20 in the latest NAIA Division II Women's College Basketball Coaches Poll. But Hastings, the last couple of weeks, it's been anything but friendly for the Broncos. Hastings has dropped their last 4 out of 5 ball games, including Saturday's 80-54 thumping up in Orange City. During the stretch, the Broncos averaging only 54.6 points per ball game during the 5 ball games, and a 3-point shooting has disappeared out of the Hastings offense as of late. As we talked in the pregame show with head coach Jeff Dittman, the last 5 ball games for Hastings, the Broncos have shot under 30% from 3-point territory, and the 3 of those games have been under 20%. So Hastings looking to maybe resurrect their offense here against a team that they should be able to handle fairly easily tonight. Midland coming in a record of 8 wins and 16 losses on the season. They are just 1-14 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They lost their first 13 conference games in a row before finally picking up a win over Nebraska Wesleyan back on January the 25th, winning by the score of 68-52. And then on Saturday, they lost in Sioux City to nationally ranked Morningside by 50, losing by the score of 102-52. Morningside hit 73-74% of their field goals in the first half of that ball game and raced out to a huge halftime lead. And Morningside took apart Midland in that ball game, winning by 50 on Saturday by the score of 102-52. Second meeting in the season between these two teams. Hastings knocked off Midland in the ball game played at the Osborne Sports Complex a long time ago, winning by the score of 67-51 in that contest. In fact, that was back in November that these two teams got together for the first of two meetings here for this 2011-2012 season. So Hastings at 15-8, 7-7 in the conference, taking on Midland, 8-16, 1-14 in the conference. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue with Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
That flag was still there. Oh, say.
Oh,
So the playing of the national anthem as we get set for Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHKS. Other games going on in the conference tonight. Briarcliff is playing in Creed against the Doan College Tigers. Hastings here in Fremont to take on Midland University. Morningside is in Mitchell, South Dakota to play Dakota Wesleyan. Big doubleheader tonight in Sioux Center, Iowa's Northwestern and Dort will get together. Those two colleges located about 10 miles apart up there in the central part of Iowa. And then we got to Concordia playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College will go with Cammie Breckman in the starting lineup tonight, a 5'9" sophomore out of Silver Lake. Breckman is averaging 5 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Brittany Wong is a 5'3" junior from Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging 7.8 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Taz Yorig, a 5'5" sophomore out of Sidney, Nebraska. Taz is averaging 8.2 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Taylor Raggett getting a start tonight, a 5'11" sophomore out of Kimball, averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Hastings will be Alicia Stadler, the 6'1" senior out of Grand Island Central Catholic, averaging 14 points and 9 rebounds per ball game. For Midland University, coached by the veteran Joanne Bracker, now in her 42nd season here at Midland. They'll go with Kristen Cameron, a 5'7" senior out of Lyons, Nebraska. Cameron is averaging 2.6 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Jamie Tramer is a 5'10" junior out of Omaha. Tramer is averaging 11 points and 8.8 rebounds per game. Jamila Johnson is a 5'8" freshman out of Omaha, averaging 11.5 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Shelby Ruprecht is a 5'10" sophomore out of Campbell, Nebraska. Ruprecht averaging 4.3 points and 3.3 rebounds per game. Then Trisha Hoffman, a 5'9" senior out of Homer, averaging 11 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. She scored 22 against the Broncos the first time around. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. It'll be Midland controlling the opening tap. The Warriors will shoot to our basket to our left. They pound it right back inside, and the shot is up and in. Jamie Tramer gets the easy field goal there from Midland, and the Warriors go out on top by a score of 2-0 here. Hastings facing some backcourt pressure. Taz York has got the ball, hustles into the forecourt, pulls up on the wing on the right side. Man-to-man defense here from Midland. There is a Stadler, drops it down low, and a shot is up and in. That is Kaylee Raggett getting the field there, goal there for Hastings as Stadler gets the assist. And we're tied up at 2 points apiece, just underway here in Fremont here this afternoon. Driving to the goal, a shot is up and in. Down the left side of the lane, that's Jamila Johnson taking the ball right to the hole there for Midland. And the Warriors are out on top here in this first half. We're about, a minute into the ball game. It's 4-2. Midland and Hastings squaring off here in the first game of two here tonight. Broncos with the ball. There's Raggett around at the top of the free throw circle. Comes over here on the right side down to Wong. Her shot from 10 feet away is good. Brittany Wong scoring. So each team out to a roaring start here. They've hit their first two shots of the ball game on each side. 4-4 is the score. Hastings and Midland here tonight as the Warriors come back into their offensive zone. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Over here on the wing, on the left side, dribbling with the ball there and taking the ball down the right side of the lane is going to be Kristen Cameron. Cameron trapped along the baseline, gets it out to a Tramer. Now a pass across the lane. They get it over here to Ruprecht. Her shot's going to be knocked down, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings College basketball. Last touch there by the Midland University Warriors. Midland is a team that's averaging 64 points per ball game on offense. That is eighth in the conference. They're giving up 69.8 on the defensive end. Here's Taz York down the right side of the lane, and she throws up a shot good. Taz falling down, just a field goal to go. And Hastings College is onto a 2-point lead now, 6-4. 18-15 to play here in the first half from Fremont. With the ball on the right sideline is going to be Trisha Hoffman. Two-handed pass comes out to Cameron out here in the 3-point territory, picked up by Taz York. Cameron drives the ball to the elbow, gives it away to Trisha Hoffman. Hoffman drives it down the lane, stops there. Bounce pass goes to Cameron on the far sideline. Entry pass to get it inside down to Tramer. Shot's going to be blocked down by Stadler, but a personal foul is going to be called. Alicia Stadler picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first team foul on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line for the Midland University Warriors is going to be Jamie Tramer. Tramer with a field goal already in the ballgame. 74% foul shooter in the season. Midland is a team, ninth out of the 11 teams in free throw percentage out of the conference at 68%. Tramer gets the first free throw to go down here this evening. It's now a 6-5 ball game. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Here comes Laurel Zwiener into the ball game. Now Alicia Stadler will check out early in this contest. Here comes the next shot by Jamie Tramer. It's up there. It's good. And Midland is tied to score. Midland 6, Hastings College 6. We have played 2 minutes here in the ball game from Fremont here tonight from the Event Center. Here's Hastings with the ball with some backcourt pressure. They get it into the offensive scoring zone. As they get it to the free throw line, Laurel Zwiener over here now to Wong on the right side of the lane. Bounce pass is going to be deflected away, but a foul. Nope, it's going to be just out of bounds. Knocked away there by Cameron. It's going to be Hastings playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They lob it in to Zwiener. The ball is going to be poked away. Poked away by Tramer. Now we got a traveling violation in backcourt. Tramer tips the ball away. It was picked up by Kristen Cameron, and she's called for the steps. First turnover in the ball game on Midland. The Warriors are averaging 20 turnovers per ball game. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Wong looking. Finally gets it in here to Kaylee Raggett on the baseline on the left side. Raggett dribbling with the ball. Comes out here into 3 points here. It's way to Cammy Breckman is into the ball game now for Hastings. Over to Brittany Wong to Taz York. High post to Zwiener. Drops it down low to Raggett. The underside is no good, but she's fouling the play. That's the second time they have used that with the post player up high running about the free throw line and then dropping it down low. That time Raggett is fouling the play. And now Kaylee Raggett will go to the free throw line here. For Hastings College, she got that first field goal. So here comes the shot. It's going to be up there and in by Kaylee Raggett. She's now got 3 points in the ballgame. She's a 58% foul shooter on this season. Last personal foul went on Johnson for Midland. That's going to be her first. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in. Kaylee Raggett hits a pair of free throws, and the Broncos are out on top now by a score of 8-6 in this one. Broncos applying some pressure now in backcourt. Johnson with the ball. Brings it to Tramer. Right-handed dribble. Brings it into the offensive zone from Midland. Stops on the wing on the left side. Pass comes out on top. That's Cameron with the ball. That's a Karen Cameron dribbling out top now against Taz York of Hastings defensively. Tramer on the elbow right side. Cross-court pass comes to the near side down to Johnson as she holds the ball. On the dribble now. Takes it down to the baseline against Wong. Shovels the ball away. Right in front of the hole. That's going to be Tramer. She has to give it back up. Out here on the wing on the right side of Johnson. Her shot at the end of the shot clock is going to be no good. Does not draw iron. And a shot clock violation there on Midland. So Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. It's an 8-6 ball game. Into the contest now for Hastings is going to be Josie Schomp. Josie Schomp comes in here now for Taz York. As Schomp seeing some early playing time, the 5'9" junior out of Hershey, Nebraska. Hastings with a 2-point lead, 8-6. Kaylee Raggett has got the ball for the Broncos. Comes out here to Brittany Wong. Comes across the top to Schomp. He puts it on the floor. Dribble to the right side now. Gives it to Cammy Bruckman. Entry pass. They get it inside to Laurel Zwiener. Down to Brittany Wong. Bounce pass down low. That's Raggett. And her shot is up there and in. Raggett gets another field goal inside. She's got 6 points in the ball game. A nice assist there on the pass by Brittany Wong. Hastings out on top now by a score of 10-6. The Broncos able to get deep in that Midland defense. And Raggett is off to a good start tonight for the Broncos. She's got 6 points here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. There's a Cameron with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. The ball poked away. Picked up by Cameron again as she works against Schomp. Now Raggett gets a steal and a foul called. Kaylee Raggett come up there with a loose ball there for Hastings. A personal foul is going to be... Foul's going to go on Josie Schomp of Hastings. Josie Schomp picks up the personal. That's going to be your first, the second team foul on the Broncos. 16-11 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top by a score of 10-6. Midland will inbound the ball baseline right side underneath their own basket. Johnson will play things in to Jamie Tramer down here on the baseline. Picked up by Zwiener. Takes her into the lane. Stops and pops right in front of the hole. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Cammy Breckman with the ball for Hastings. Runs her back the other way. Breckman gets the ball ahead to Wong. Baseline jumper from 10 won't go. And the rebound comes down to Midland. Running back the other way. That's Johnson down the right sideline. 2-on-2 break. They get it over here to Hoffman. Her shot is up and in. Trisha Hoffman scoring there for Midland. That's her first field goal. She's averaging 11 points per ball game on the season. Midland back to within 2. 10-8 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. Here's Breckman. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside to paint there. Throws up a left-handed shot. It's no good. Rebound Zwiener. Follow shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to Ruprecht. And a foul is going to be called. So a couple of missed shots there from about 5, 6, 7 feet away. In the lane, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Breckman. That's going to be your first. And a third team foul in Hastings College here in the first half of play. Alyssa Thompson comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Here comes Frankie Peterson into the ball game. We got 15-31 to play. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 10-8. Broncos ranked number 20 in the country here this week, trying to stay alive for a possible GPAC postseason tournament berth and an NAIA national tournament berth later on in the year. Here's Hoffman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. The rebound comes down to Hastings. Frankie Peterson has got the ball. Peterson brings her back now. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Pulls up left side of the lane. Comes out to Josie Schaap. Now to Brittany Wong over here on the right side. Entry pass tipped away from Zwiener. And the ball is going to be recovered here by Midland. The first turnover on Hastings. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Johnson. Johnson in the lane has her shot blocked down by Thompson. Rebound is loose and it's going to be picked up here by Hastings. Alyssa Thompson has got it for the Broncos. Gets it away to Brittany Wong. 14:45 to play in the first half. Hastings 10, Midland 8. Women's college basketball tonight. Josie Schaap, entry pass to get it inside to Thompson. Out to Brittany Wong. Out of Schaap again at the point. Drives the ball into the paint. The ball is going to be poked away and it's picked up by Midland. Running back the other way is going to be Tramer. She drives, shoots, and scores. Well, that's Johnson. That's Jamila Johnson scoring there. She takes the ball away on the steal there from the Bronco offense. Johnson now at 4 points in the ball game, and it's a tight ball game now, 10 points apiece. 14-17 to play here in the first half from Fremont tonight. Here's Josie Schaap with the ball. Dribbles into the lane, gets it to Zwiener at the free throw line, down on the baseline to Peterson. Shot is up and in. Frankie Peterson scores from about 12 feet away, left baseline. That's her first field goal. Hastings back out on top by a score of 12-10. There's a Johnson back with the ball now for Midland. Walks the ball into the offensive zone. Hastings into man-to-man defense. Over on the wing on the right side, that's going to be Trisha Hoffman behind the screen. Dumps it off inside to Tramer. Goes for the basket. A shot good, and she's fouled into play. Tramer set that screen over there at the left elbow and then rolls down the lane. They got her the ball, and Tramer got the field goal to go down, and now she'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to give Midland the advantage here in this one. Personal foul is going to be called on Thompson of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four on the Broncos. So now Jamie Tramer will go to the free throw line for Midland. She's already got 6 points in the basketball game. A 5'10" junior out of Omaha. Tramer is averaging 11 points and 8.8 rebounds per game so far this season. She had 12 in the first meeting against Hastings. That was a Bronco win way back in November, 67-51. Tramer to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot good. 3-point play. And Midland has got the lead over Hastings. It's the Warriors 13 and the Broncos 12. Hastings facing pressure. Here's Sophia McDermott with the ball. Breaks that pressure. Pass underneath the hole there. They get it to Thompson. She can't go up for the shot. Gets it away to Taz Yorick. Now to McDermott. Back inside. Stadler. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And we got a foul called. Got a foul going to be called here on Midland. And it's going to be Stadler going to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Mackenzie Pemberton, who is into the ball game now. Pemberton picks up her first personal foul. And Alicia Stadler gets the first free throw to go down. That's her first point of the ball game. Alicia, the seventh leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 14.8 points per ball game. Second shot is up there. It's good. That gives Hastings the advantage again. 14-13. Now with 13:35 to play here in the first half from the event center at Midland University in Fremont tonight. Shaylin Miller has got the ball as they've made a substitution a couple of times. Here's a Pemberton on the wing. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Stadler. The ball recovered by Alicia. Gets the pass ahead now to Sophia McDermott. She drives, stops, and puts up a shot good. McDermott scoring there on the block shot from Alicia Stadler. For Alicia, that's her 44th block of the season. McDermott gets the field goal, and now Midland wants to call a timeout. Midland calls a timeout. We've got 13-14 to play here in the first half. The score, Hastings 16, Midland 13.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings with a lead over Midland, 16-13 the score. Midland has got the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. That's a Miller. Gets away, dribbles into the lane, bounce pass down low. A shot is up there. It's good. Nice pass. Jamie Tramer gets the field goal. Tramer's only got 9 points in the ballgame, and Midland is back to within one. 16-15 the score. Here's Taz Yorick. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted in the lane by Tramer. She throws it to the far sideline. Miller picks it up. And Hastings College turns it over for the third time here in the ballgame. Midland with a chance to pull ahead here. 16-15. It's Hastings out on top by 1 point. That's a Pemberton. Takes it to the free throw line. That's Tramer driving down the lane. Stops and spins. Her shot is up there and in. Jamie Tramer had 12 points the first time these two teams played. She's already got 11 in this ballgame. There's a steal by Pemberton. Her shot is up and in. Pemberton scores on another Hastings College turnover in backcourt. That's her first field goal. The Broncos have turned the ball over four times here in the ballgame. 19-16. Midland now with the lead over Hastings as the Broncos come back. Bounce pass goes inside to Thompson. Her shot is up and in. Sophia McDermott on the assist. Melissa Thompson gets the field goal. The first goal of the ball game for Melissa. It's now a 19-18 ball game. Midland with a one-point lead. Shaylin Miller has got the ball now. Goes over on the right side to Darian Moon, who's into the ball game. Moon dribbling with the ball and a foul called. A foul is going to go here on Hastings College. It's going to go on Statler. That's going to be her second. So Alicia Statler now with a couple of personal fouls here in this first half. Alicia's going to have to check out into the ball game now. Sierra Williams in for Hastings. So Alicia Statler with a couple of personal fouls. And we still got 11 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the first half from Fremont. Midland has got the lead 19-18 over Hastings. Here's Moon with the ball, top of the key, drives it into the paint. Her shot from 10 is going to be no good. Gets her own rebound, shovels the ball away off to the right side. Pemberton has got it now from Midland, drives it down to Winter. Shot is up and in. Pemberton hits the field goal there for Midland. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. She did not play the first time around against Hastings. The Broncos have the ball in their offensive scoring zone. Here's Taz York. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn. Courtney Spahn into the ball game now for the Broncos to McDermott. McDermott double team, triple team, and she's tied up on the play. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, and the Broncos will maintain control. 11 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first half. Midland, a team that is dead last in the conference, has got the lead over Hastings. It is 21-18. Midland 1-14 in the conference. Hastings sitting at 7-7 in conference play. Here comes Sammy Hislop into the ball game now for Midland. There's a long pass. It's going to be deflected right back out of bounds by Hislop for Midland. So it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball again. Baseline right side. McDermott will now take over. So look to play things in. Does so to Sierra Williamson, and her shot is up and in. Williamson scores off of the inbound for Hastings, and the Broncos back to within 1 point now at 21-20. Pressure by Hastings. Midland gets it into the offensive scoring zone. Hislop is dribbling with the ball, dribbles behind her back, drives it down the right side of the lane, spins in the paint. Her shot is up there and in. Sammy Hislop scoring there for Midland. That's her first field goal. She's averaging 8 points per ball game. Midland now with a 3-point lead again at 23-20. Hastings College breaking the pressure down the far sideline. They get it to Taz York. Taz can't go for the shot, and now it's a retreat back out here in the 3-point territory. There's Melissa Thompson inside. They get it into a Courtney Spahn. Double team, triple team, gets it away. McDermott on the far sideline cranks up a three ball. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound stripped away. It's picked up by Taz. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Midland. Outlet pass by Danielle Steffen. Gets the ball into the forecourt and out of Pemberton. Midland has got a 3-point lead. Warriors have the basketball. Pemberton goes over to Hislop over right in front of the Bronco bench. Free throw line extended right side. Circles around. Takes the ball down the lane. Scoop shot is no good. A foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. And it's going to bring up a couple of free throws here from Sammy Hislop. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Williamson of Hastings. Sierra Williamson, that's going to be her first. Team foul number six in the Broncos. Midland has got just two team fouls here in the first half. 10:06 to play in the first half. Midland with the lead. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good by Sammy Hislop. She's a 55% foul shooter in the season. She's now 0-1 here in this ballgame. Coming into the ballgame now for Hastings College will be Brittany Wong. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be up there and in by Hislop. So she's got 3 points in the ballgame. So Myla Johnson comes into the ballgame as well for Midland. So now it's a 24-20 ballgame. Midland has got the lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Brittany Wong dribbling with it out here in 3 points here. It's way to Josie Schomp. Dribble penetration. Bounce pass down low right through the fingertips of Williamson out of bounds. Dribble penetration there by Josie Schomp, but the pass was a little bit wide down there on the baseline, and now Josie will come out of the ballgame. That's the fifth turnover on the Broncos here in this first half of play. And it's going to be Frankie Peterson re-entering the ballgame now for head coach Jeff Dittman. 24-20, Midland has got a four-point lead, and the Warriors have the basketball back the other way. That's Johnson with it. Trots it across the midcourt strike, picked up by Brittany Wong of Hastings. over here on the wing. That's going to be a Hislop with it now. Hislop behind the screen, drives the ball down to the baseline, kicks it back out. Pemberton for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Ball tapped around, picked up by Pemberton at the free throw line. Drives it to the goal. Shot good. That's Mackenzie Pemberton getting her third field goal since coming off of the bench. She's got 6 points, and Midland is out to a 26-20 lead over Hastings. Here's Frankie Peterson. Peterson takes the ball down on the baseline, stops there, in trouble. Frankie sends it inside. There's a shot from the free throw line by Thompson. It's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Midland. Danielle Steffen with a rebound. Outlet pass comes from the near sideline to Johnson. Johnson races the ball up the floor, takes it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Jamila Johnson scoring there. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and now Jeff wants to call a timeout. Midland University has got the lead over Hastings College here tonight. 9 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 28, Hastings 20.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings has fallen behind Cellar Dwellers Midland here in this ball game. It's 28-20 with 9 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the first half. The Broncos had a couple of leads early, albeit by 1 or 3 points, and Midland has done a nice job sticking around, and now they're on a little run here. They've got a 28-20 lead over Hastings. Williamson with the ball in backcourt, goes to Frankie Peterson, still in backcourt, finally gets it across the midcourt stripe to Kaylee Ragas, and she has the basketball tipped away. It's picked up by Midland. That's it. Johnson with a steal for a Midland University. Johnson comes over here on the wing on the left side. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Melissa Thompson. She streaks the other way. Her shot is up there. It rims off with a front iron. No good, and the foul is going to be called. That's a Hislop coming back there to pick up the personal foul for Midland. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Warriors. Broncos have turned the ball over 6 times here in this first half. Melissa Thompson goes to the free throw line now for the Broncos. She's got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. She's a 66% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Thompson misses the free throw. Hastings is a team hitting 69% of their free throw tosses. That is 6th in the conference. They're also 6th in field goal percentage at 41% and 6th in three-point shooting at 31%. Next shot by Thompson is going to be up there and in. It's now a 28-21 ball game. Midland has got a 7-point lead, 8.5 minutes to play here in the first half from Fremont tonight. There's Johnson with the ball, goes over to the right side to Hislop down in the corner. Now as Hastings is in the man-to-man defense all alone. Underneath the basket is Hoffman. She puts it up there. The shot, no good. She was wide open and misses the shot, and the rebound comes down to Kaylee Rangith. Rangick gets the ball now into the hands of Brittany Wong. Hustles into the forecourt. Wong on the left side. Dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. Sends it down in the corner. The ball is kicked out of bounds there by Hoffman. Nebraska Wesleyan and Concordia, they are tied up at 25 points apiece. 7 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the first half there from Lincoln tonight. Concordia right now on top of the conference with a mark of 12 wins and 2 losses. Morningside next in line at 12-3. Northwestern is at 11-3. 28-21. Hastings trailing here by 7 points. There's McDermott with the ball on the right side of the lane. A pass out on top is going to be deflected, but it's picked up here by Wong from the elbow. Shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Hung on a lip and goes down through the hole. That's the second field goal of the ball game for Wong. Hastings is back to within 5 points. 28-23 now here in the first half with 7:40 to play. Entry pass, they get it to the free throw line to Steffen, kicks it back out of the wing. That's a Ruprecht with the ball. Comes across the top, now to Hislop. Drives it down to the left side of the lane. Her reverse layup is up there. It's going to be blocked down by Sierra Williamson, and the ball is picked up here by Ragoth. Ragoth gets it over to Brittany Wong. Hustles into the forecourt to Peterson. Lobs it into the lane to Williamson, and a foul is called. Hastings leading the transition there, and a personal foul is going to be called on Midland. It's going to be Williamson going to the free throw line here for the Broncos. The foul is going to be called on Shelby Ruprecht of Midland. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Warriors. Williams into the free throw line for Hastings. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. Here comes Jamie Tramer into the ball game. Darian Boone also re-enters the contest now for the Warriors. Next shot is up there. It is good by Williamson. So she hits a pair, and the Broncos are back to within 3 points now at 28-25. Midland had an 8-point lead just a couple of minutes ago. Here come the Warriors back in their offensive zone. Johnson has got the ball. Hastings stays with the man-to-man defense. Johnson backs up. Now comes over here on the wing to Darian Boone. She holds the ball picked up there by McDermott. Boone at the top of the key to the free throw line to Ruprecht now. Ruprecht now to Johnson. Johnson lobs it back out here to Hoffman. Dribbles to the free throw line. Jump pass down to Tramer on the baseline. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Midland, but falling down with the ball is going to be Moon out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Moon actually collides down there with Shelby Ruprecht on the baseline. They both fall down. They're out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. So now the Broncos can tie here with a 3-point field goal. 6 minutes and 54 seconds to play in this first half. Hastings trailing Midland by a score of 28-25. There's a Frankie Peterson with the ball on the wing. Comes out here to Sophia McDermott. Dribbles to the top of the key. Over to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling with it. Sends it back to McDermott. Free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Peterson. Drive, shoots and misses, but she's fouled in the play. Peterson decked in front of the hole, and a personal foul is going to be called on Midland at the 6:34 mark of this first half, and that's going to send Frankie Peterson to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Jamie Tramer. That's going to be her first, team foul number 5 on the Warriors. Frankie Peterson to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Peterson now with 3 points in the ball game. She's a 70% foul shooter in the season. Now 27 out of 38 from the free throw line. Shaylin Miller comes back into the ball game for Midland. There's a second shot. It's up there and in for Frankie Peterson. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within 1 point, 28-27. Hastings last 7 points here in the ball game. We're down to 6.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Out on top, that's going to be Moon with the ball down on the baseline. They get it to Hoffman. Now sliding to the hole. They get her the ball. That's Tramer, and her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Tramer took off in the free throw line. Hoffman got her the ball, but her shot was blocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Midland playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Miller will play things in. Wide open. Tramer, and his shot is up and in. Broncos lost Jamie Tramer in their defense there. Tramer with 13 points in the ball game in the first half, and Midland has got a 3-point lead again. The Warriors 30, Hastings 27. Kaylee Ranga through the ball into the offensive scoring zone. That's going to be Brittany Wong as Midland has gone back to their zone defense here. It looks like a 2-3 zone against the Broncos. Out to McDermott on the wing on the left side. McDermott holds the ball. Out to Brittany Wong. 6 seconds, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Brittany Wong gets it out to McDermott. Fakes the three. Traveling violation. Traveling violation on Hastings. That's going to be the 7th turnover on the Broncos. 5:50 to play here in the first half. Midland 30, Hastings 27. For some reason, the Warriors, they get up to play. Hastings Broncos have had a tough time the past couple of years up here in Fremont. Here's a Tramer with the ball at the free throw line. Spins one way, then the other. Still can't go up for the shot against Williamson. Kicks it out here on the wing. Now down in the corner to Darian Moon. Back outside. They get it to Miller. Her pass goes back inside to Tramer. Shot no good, but she draws a personal foul on Williamson. So Williamson picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. And Jamie Tramer goes back to the free throw line here for Midland. Tramer, a 5'10" junior out of Omaha, already with 13 points in the basketball game. She'll have 2 shots here. First one is in the air. That one is good. Tramer is 74% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Laurel Zwiener back into the ball game for Hastings. Cammy Bruckman will come in as well. Williamson will check out. Kaylee Ragath will check out. Alicia Stadler on the bench with a couple of personal fouls early in this ball game. Jamie Tramer will have one more here for the Warriors. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. She's down 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Midland has got a 5-point lead, 32-27 over Hastings College. There's Laurel Zwiener with the ball. Zwiener gets it to a Brittany Wong. Wong into the offensive scoring zone, sends it down in the corner to Peterson. Inside down to Bruckman. She drives her shot. It's going to be blocked down. It's going to be picked up here by Miller. Miller having problems with the dribble. Now the scramble is on. 3-4 players to the deck. Jump ball called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Midland, so the Warriors will maintain control. So Hastings trying to pound her inside. Cammy Breckman's shot was rejected there by the Warriors. And Midland will have the ball now in backcourt. Checking into the ball game now for Midland is going to be Pemberton. Mackenzie Pemberton coming into the ball game now, replacing Trisha Hoffman. Midland will play things in here in backcourt. 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play. In this first half, the Warriors leading Hastings by a score of 32 27. There's a Miller with the ball. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Stops there. Entry pass is going to be kicked there by Hastings. Brittany Wong got her leg on it there. The kicking violation of the Broncos. So Midland will play things in. Right in front of the Bronco bench over there on the far sideline. They get it to Moon. Moon now to Miller. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Ruprecht with the ball. Inside down to Tramer. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Hastings. Cammie Breckman with a rebound. Runs into the far sideline. Gets the ball ahead to Frankie Peterson. Comes over here to McDermott. Fakes the three. Jump pass down low. They get it to a Breckman. Back outside now. Brittany Wong to McDermott. Top of the circle. Breckman slides it down to the baseline. Down to Frankie Peterson. Frankie dribbles once. Comes out to McDermott. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Stops. Comes out to Wong. Wong drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Brittany Wong drives it to the hole for Hastings. That's her third field goal. She's got 6 points, and it's 32-29. Midland with a three-point lead. Miller with the ball now for Midland. Comes into the offensive zone. Here on the near sideline, picked up by McDermott of Hastings. Miller sends a pass left side of the lane to Tramer. Back outside to Moon. Takes it to the free throw line in the dribble. Now to Miller. Takes it to the right wing. Stops there. Kicks it back out to Moon. Drives it to the elbow. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's going to be Laurel Zwiener with the ball. Her outlet pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Pemberton. She drives, shoots, and scores. Pemberton off of the bench with four field goals and 8 points. Hastings with eight turnovers. Here in the first half of play, that one, the outlet pass was intercepted. 34-29. Now Midland back out on top by 5 points. That's their biggest lead of the ballgame. Or check that. They did have an 8-point lead earlier at 28-20. It's now 34-29. Hastings trailing in the contest. McDermott bounce pass down on the baseline. They get it to a Breckman. Down to McDermott to Brittany Wong for three. Shot is up there. She buries it. Brittany Wong now with 9 points in the ballgame here in this first half. And Hastings, just like that, back to within 2 points. 34-32, 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Here in this first half from Fremont, there's Pemberton on the wing. Free throw line extended right side. Thought about the three, passed it up. Comes over here to Moon on the left side of the lane. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now wings it inside. It's right through the fingertips of Tramer out of bounds. A turnover on Midland. That's going to be their second turnover the first half. Game now is going to be a Danielle Steffen in there for the Warriors. On the turnover, Hastings will come back the other direction. The Broncos can tie here with a field goal. McDermott sends it to the far sideline out of Brittany Wong. And she'll wait for the rest of the teammates to catch up. Sophia McDermott on the left side in front of the Midland bench. On the dribble comes out to Brittany Wong. Wong sends to the near sideline. That's Bruckman with the ball. Comes back out to Wong. Out of McDermott, down in the corner. Frankie Peterson drives the baseline. Jump pass goes inside to Breckman. Spins, and the lane shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Moon. Breckman misses that one from point-blank range. Here comes Midland. A pass into the lane is going to be kicked by Hastings. And Midland will play things in from underneath their own basket. 2 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Midland by a score of 34-32. Haley Raggett comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Into the ball game now for Midland will be Sammy Hislop. It's going to be Midland playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. As Johnson will wait here, triggering things in. Gets it into Tramer on the baseline on the left side. Comes out to Hislop now. Out here in three-point territory. Still 20 seconds left in the shot clock. So Midland plenty of time to work here offensively. There's a Johnson with the ball. Sends it inside. That's going to be Steffen. Steffen's pass is going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by McDermott of Hastings. The third turnover on Midland here in the ball game. McDermott hustles back the other way. McDermott sends it over to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling with the ball. Over in the far sideline. Now to Cammie Breckman. Free throw line extended. Now entry pass. They get it to Raggett. Double team. Back out to Wong. Top of the key. 13 on the shot clock. Brittany Wong. Entry pass. They get it to Raggett. Now down in the corner. His shot is up and in. That's going to be Sophia McDermott. Sophia McDermott hitting the three ball there. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings comes back to grab a 35-34 lead with 1:42 to play here in this first half. Here's Hislop with the ball. Gets it inside down to Steffen. Back out to Pemberton for three. Shot is up there. It rattles off. No good. Rebound loose. It comes to the near sideline. Picked up by Hislop. Her shot from 10. Good. Sammy Hislop scoring there. That's her second field goal. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. Midland goes back on top by a score of 36-35. 1:20 left here in this first half. Here's McDermott with the ball. Dribble penetration, but she won't go up for the shot. As it is cut off there by the defense of Midland. Pass to Zwiener. Down to McDermott again. Takes it to the elbow. Right side of the lane. Down to Raggett. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. 1:02 to play here in this first half. Midland is out. Actually, Hastings, yeah, Midland's got a 36-35 lead in the seesaw battle here in the first half. Zwiener has got the ball for the Broncos. Down in the corner, down to McDermott. Their shot for three is wild, no good. And the rebound comes down to Midland, but that's officially, I guess, a shot clock violation, as that one did not draw iron. So they'll blow this one dead, and coming back the other way will be the Warriors. So a shot clock violation on Hastings. And now Midland has got the ball here with 50 seconds to play in this first half from Fremont. There's a Johnson with it now. Johnson goes over to Hislop. Lob pass comes over here to Pemberton. Moves it down to the baseline of the dribble against the Raggett for Hastings. Pemberton lobs it back out here to Hislop at the top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Entry pass. They get it to Stefan. Her turnaround jumper is good. Danielle Stefan scores there from Midland. And the Warriors now with a three-point lead. 25 seconds to play here in the first half. McDermott has got the ball for Hastings back in the offensive zone. As Midland is back to their man-to-man defense, they flash a little zone at Hastings on a couple of possessions here in the first half. Back to a man-to-man. Here's McDermott. 10 seconds to play. To Brittany Wong. Out of Laurel Zwiener. Down here on the baseline left side. Jump pass comes back out to McDermott. Down in the corner, there's a three-pointer put up there and in. A three-pointer put up there and in by Courtney Spahn, who just checked into the ball game there for Hastings. And Courtney Spahn gets the three-pointer to go down. And we are tied up at halftime as the horn sounds. So Courtney Spahn gets a three-pointer from deep in the right corner. And that pulls the Broncos into a tie here at halftime against the Cellar Dwellers in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, the Warriors out of Midland University. So the first half in the books tonight in women's high school, or women's college basketball. The score at the break, it's now Midland 38, Hastings 38. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings College in Midland, we are tied up at 38 points apiece. Here at halftime, a seesaw battle throughout much of this first half of play. Hastings able to get out to a couple of point lead on a couple of occasions. In fact, they had a 5-point lead at one point. Midland, they also had an 8-point lead here in the ball game, but now we're tied up at 38 points apiece as we have reached halftime. Shooting numbers in the ball game for Midland, they are 16 out of 30 in the first half for 53%. Right, Hastings is hitting 13 out of 22 for 59%. On three-pointers, Hastings 3 out of 5 from behind the arc. They got an average of 60%. Midland is 0 out of 3 for 0%. Free throws tonight, Hastings 9 out of 10 from the free throw line for 90%. Midland is 6 out of 7 for 85%. The rebounds, Midland has got 12, Hastings has got 11. Midland is leading in the offensive glass 5-2. Hastings already with 10 turnovers in the ball game. Been at 7 through the first half of play. The Warriors have 1 block shot and 7 steals. Hastings has got 3 block shots and 3 steals. Leading rebounder for the Broncos in the ball game, Cammy Bruckman has got 2. Kaylee Ragoth has got 2. And also, Laurel Zwiener has got 2 rebounds for the Broncos. And leading rebounders for Midland in the first half, we've got Darian Moon with 3 and Danielle Steffen also with 3 rebounds. Again, the Broncos and Midland tied up at 38 points apiece here at halftime in action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game as we continue with Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified, trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems, such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a free district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the event center at Midland University in Fremont here tonight. Midland 38, Hastings 38 at the halftime break. The scoring in the ball game for Hastings, Brittany Wong. She has got 9 points in the ball game, 3 field goals, and she's hit a 3-pointer, so she's got 9 to lead the way for Hastings. The other scorers, we've got to Kaylee Ragoth. She's got 6 points, and she knocked down a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Sophia McDermott with a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points here at halftime. Frankie Peterson has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the stripe for 4 points. Then you've got Courtney Spahn hitting that last field goal in the first half from 3-point range. She's got 3 points. Alyssa Thompson with a field goal, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. 2 points for Taz Yorick tonight on a field goal, and Alicia Stadler has been held to just 2 free throws. She picked up 2 quick personal fouls and has not played a whole lot here in this first half. In fact, Stadler in the first half played only 4 minutes for the Broncos. So she's on the bench with 2 personal fouls. And Alicia's got only 2 points in the ballgame and a couple of free throws. Midland is being led by Jamie Tramer. We're making her look like an All-American here tonight. 15 points in the ballgame for Tramer in the first half. She's knocked down 5 out of 9 from the field and 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Tramer with 15 points in the ballgame. Jamila Johnson has got 6 points and 3 field goals. They've got Sammy Hislop came off of the bench to hit a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5. Danielle Steffen has got a field goal for 2, and Trisha Hoffman has got a field goal and 2 points. So Midland, their biggest lead was 28-20 in the first half before the Broncos came back and scored 7 straight points to get back into the ballgame at 28-27. And right now, Hastings and Midland are tied up at 38 points apiece here at halftime. Stick around. Coming up next, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week from Hastings College. And then Tyson Urbanek will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for. And from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is baseball star Mack Land. Mack, a senior from Wheat Ridge, Colorado, majoring in K-12 physical education with a 3.5 GPA. On the diamond, he's a three-year starter, second-team All-Conference, a GPAC Gold Glove winner, and led the Broncos to the NAIA National Tournament. He hit .320 last year with 6 home runs, 29 RBIs, and went 0-2 on the mound with a 2.87 ERA in 15 and a third innings. And in the classroom, Mack is a member of the Student Environmental Advocacy Committee. The KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each and every week by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
Come on out to the Hastings Home Show. Everything you need to make your house a home. Fresh ideas, creative solutions, tempting offers, sweet concessions, and free admission. Register to win a trip for two to Las Vegas. The Hastings Home Show is this Friday evening from 4 to 8, Saturday 10 till 7, and Sunday 11 until 4. The Hastings Home Show at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Brought to you by ABC Seamless and Corb Walker Mower. The Hastings Home Show. Find it on Facebook. Hastings Home Show this weekend.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. As some of you may have great expectations. Now, the casual listener might think that I'm talking rather cynically about Hastings College basketball, but for others, those words bring to mind author Charles Dickens, who will actually be celebrating his 200th birthday. Hastings College, too, will be celebrating, as Dr. Agneta Anderson explains.
We've been planning a small but exciting event for that occasion. We are going to congregate at 12 noon on that Tuesday in the library in the Perkins Room, which is one of our most beautiful locations within the library. And we will have a little introduction. We'll have some lunch, and we'll have some readings from Charles Dickens and maybe even a little film clip. We thought, since it is a lunch, that we would make it revolve around food. So we picked a couple of selections from Charles Dickens that have to do with food. And one of them, almost everybody knows, that's Oliver Twist asking for a little more gruel at his orphanage. And then there's another one from another famous Dickens novel, Great Expectations. And around that, we'll have pulled pork sandwiches and not gruel, but oatmeal cookies. So that's sort of the next best thing up. And some birthday cake. And students will be the readers for the event. And I will introduce Charles Dickens, since I'm the resident Dickens expert on campus.
As Dr. Anderson explains, that Dickens was really a trendsetter for great authors to come.
What makes Charles Dickens so interesting, even though a lot of people now read him mostly in a high school required reading in English, or maybe they've seen a Masterpiece Theater adaptation of one of the novels as a miniseries. He was one of the first big best-selling authors who really knew how to market himself, how to deal with fans and fandom, how to figure out how to get the word out on his novels as well as the words of his novels. His work was serialized, and so miniseries are actually sort of an appropriate translation of that. And so people would go to the book newsstands, to the bookstores every week, or wait for their subscription every week or every month and read another installment and wait with bated breath for the next one. That was a new phenomenon at the time, and it's from there to Harry Potter or to Stephen King's novels and the sort of excitement they generate is only a very short step. But before Dickens, that really did not exist in that form. And that sort of excitement, complete with products and, you know, commemorative editions and paintings and magazines and a lot of expressions of fandom, that was a completely new thing at the time. And we're still living in that era.
Charles Dickens turning once again 200 on February 7th, Tuesday, February 7th, Hastings College, celebrating by throwing a party. But how do they celebrate Charles Dickens in the classroom?
When I teach an upper-level seminar, I do teach Dickens. I don't teach him in my survey class because we only read a handful of novels there, and most of his 14 novels are long. 300 pages is nothing. 800 pages is more of the rule. So I sort of sneak him in. We just finished a class during our January term on Harry Potter, and we didn't talk a lot about Dickens, but I kept pointing out that there's a lot that J.K. Rowling inherited from Dickens and the way that Dickens wrote his novels. So I try to keep people aware of what Dickens means to us and what he's achieved for us without actually constantly cramming his novels down people's throats, because that's an acquired taste and people need to come to that wanting to read them. And typically I teach, when I do teach him, I teach Great Expectations because that's my favorite Dickens novel. And that one, I think, is really, really accessible. There are also a couple of fantastic movies that have been made from it, so that's a way to get into it.
On Tuesday, February 7th, Hastings College will celebrate author Charles Dickens' 200th birthday with festivities at Perkins Library beginning at noon. I'd like to once again thank our guest this evening on the Hastings College Spotlight, Dr. Agneta Anderson. It's the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS. This has been Tyson Ivronik. We'll talk with you again soon, but until then, enjoy the second half.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified, trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems, such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the second half is underway. Midland has got the opening possession, driving for the goal. A shot is up there by Johnson. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. We are tied up at 38 points apiece here in the second half. Hastings and Midland here tonight at Women's College Basketball. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with the ball, shooting to our basket to our left here in the second half of play. They go right to work inside to Ragath, and he's fouled in a play. Haley Ragath was involved in the offense a lot early for Hastings in the first half, and then they kind of shied away from it. Ragath had 6 points early in the first half, and I go right back to work here at the beginning of the second half, and Ragath draws the personal foul on the Warriors, and she'll go to the free throw line now. The shot is up there. It's good. So Hastings now with the lead. The score is 39-38. The Broncos had a three-point lead in the first half at 16-13. Midland led by as many as eight, 28-20. Ragath sinks her second free throw as well, and now Ragath has got 8 points in the ball game, and Hastings has a two-point lead here in the second half, just underway, 40-38. Hastings with a lead over Midland. There's a pass in the wing right to the fingertips of Hoffman, out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 8 on Midland, so now Hastings with the ball here in backcourt. The Warriors 1-14 in the conference this year, picking up a win over Nebraska Wesleyan just a week or so ago. Hastings is sitting at 7-7, but the Broncos have their hands full with the cellar dwellers in the conference here tonight in Midland University. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Cammie Breckman comes across the top to Brittany Wong. Midland is in a man-to-man defense. Wong comes back to Breckman. Now to Taz Yorg. Taz sends it back to Wong. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. 15-footer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Ragath grabs the ball. Haley Ragath. Bounce pass comes back out of the wing to a Brittany Wong. She'll set up the offense. Now to Breckman. Taz Yorick. Entry pass inside to Statler. Shot's going to be partially deflected. Foul called. Statler with only two free throws in the first half of play. Played only 4 minutes out of the 20 for head coach Jeff Dittman because of a couple of quick personal fouls. Now she'll go to the free throw line. This foul is going to be whistled here on Midland. And it's going to go on Cameron. Shot from the free throw line is going to be in by Alicia Statler. She's now 3 out of 3 from the line. Here comes Laurel Zwiener into the ball game. Ragoth will check out. So now Hastings will go with both Zwiener and Statler in the ball game. Hastings with a lead, 41-38. Second free throw is up there and in by Alicia. So now Hastings with a 42-38 advantage. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. Midland hasn't scored yet here in this second half of play. But outscored 4-0 by Hastings to get things started here after halftime. Hoffman has got it. Right side of the lane, kicks it back out to Tramer, who had 15 points in the first half from Midland. There's a Cameron with the ball, moves it to the right side of the floor on the dribble here. Works against the Cammie Breckman, who gets the start again for Hastings here in the second half. Cameron now in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be wild. No good. Rebound comes down to Statler. Outlet pass here to Taz Yorick. Taz into the forecourt. Now to Brittany Wong. Hastings with a four-point lead in the basketball. Cammie Breckman has got it. Now to Brittany Wong. Moves it down to the baseline. Statler holds it. Comes back out to Wong in three-point territory. Picked up by Cameron. Gets it back inside to Statler. Shot is up there. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Cammie Breckman has got it out to Taz for three. Shot is up there. No good. Ball bounced out of there, and it's going to be picked up by Brittany Wong. Hastings again with a chance here. Third time could be a charm. Taz Yorick, far sideline. That's going to be Cammie Breckman. Shot for three. Good. Cammie Breckman knocks down to three. Hastings is out on top now by a score of 45-38, and now Joanne Bracker wants to call a timeout. Midland calls a timeout here. They've been outscored in the second half, 7-0. In the first 3 minutes of this second half, we got 17:01 to play in the ballgame. It's now Hastings 45, Midland 38.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
Concordia leading Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime, 43-33. Morningside leading Dakota Wesleyan with 17:45 to play in the ballgame, 40-27. Hastings now leading here, 45-38. We're in the second half. There's a three-pointer put up there by Cameron from the top of the key. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be, let's see, they're going to give the ball to Midland. Last touchdown there by Laurel Zwiener of Hastings. So Midland will play things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Let's get it in down in the corner to Hoffman. Goes back to inside. Here's a shot taken, a reverse layup up there, no good by Stefan. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Long pass down the floor. Taz Yorick drives, shoots, and scores. Taz Yorick scores there for Hastings on the assist from Laurel Zwiener. And Hastings out on top now by a score of 47-38. The Broncos on a 9-0 run to begin the second half. Here's a Cameron with the ball on the wing. Trisha Hoffman, she drives the ball toward the goal, and a foul is going to be called. Hoffman got to slide the ball inside there. And a personal foul is going to be called in Hastings. It's going to go on Breckman. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number one on the Broncos here in the second half of play. And now Trisha Hoffman goes to the free throw line here for Midland. She's got a field goal and 2 points so far tonight. She's a 5'9" senior out of Homer, Nebraska. And her first free throw is up there and in. Hoffman, a 76% foul shooter in the season. That is ninth in the conference. She's now got 3 points in the ball game. Darian Moon comes into the ball game now for Midland. Second shot is up there. It is good by Hoffman. So that breaks the Broncos' 9-0 run here to begin this second half. It's now a 47-40 ball game. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. Taz Yorick, dribble penetration, dumps it off to Statler. Shot is up and in. Alicia Statler scores on the assist from Taz Yorick. Hastings out on top now by a score of 49-40. We're about 4 minutes into this second half from the event center in Fremont here tonight. There's a feed over here on the near side. That's a Stefan with the ball, not a Moon. Looks at the three-pointer, passes it up, drives it down the right side of the lane. Not a Stefan here on the near sideline. Hastings into man-to-man. Stefan takes the ball into the paint, stops and pops over Stadler. Shot no good. Alicia tips the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Midland ball. So the Warriors will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. 15-41 to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Midland by the score of 49-40. Midland will play things in underneath their own basket. Johnson has got it. Goes down in the corner to Moon. She drives the ball to the elbow on the right side. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but it's picked up here. Moon has got it back for Midland. Goes to Hoffman. Hoffman spins left side of the lane, and now we got a foul called. Taz Yorick went down, and Taz picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Here comes McDermott into the ball game now for Hastings. That's going to be Taz Yorick coming to the bench. So Midland will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings out on top of the Warriors by the score of 49-40 here in the second half. 15-33 to play in the ball game. Johnson will play things in. Right underneath the bucket. Tramer, her shot's going to be blocked down by Stadler, and a foul is going to be called. Alicia Stadler picks up her third personal foul here for Hastings with 15-31 to play. And going to the free throw line for Midland will be Jamie Tramer. She had 15 points in the first half for the Warriors. 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. And Tramer, the 5'10" junior from Omaha, hits the free throw. She's now 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Stadler checks out. Here comes Kaylee Raggett into the ball game now for the Broncos. Hastings with an 8-point lead. It is 49-41. And here comes a second shot by Tramer. It's in the air. That one hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and down through the hole. 17 points for Tramer. She's averaging 11 on the season. Hastings with the ball right at the midcourt stripe there. Kaylee Raggett has got it. Gets it over to Laurel Zwiener into the offensive zone. Hastings with a 7-point lead, 49-42. Here's Sophia McDermott with the ball, and a foul is going to be called out here in 3-point territory on the Moon, Darian Moon of Midland. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 3 on the Warriors here in the second half. Hastings will play things in. That's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Midland is in their man-to-man defense here. Brittany Wong drives it down the left side of the lane to the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Battle for the loose ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Midland ball. 10:45 to play in Mitchell. Morningside is out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 54-39. Morningside 54, Dakota Wesleyan 39. Just over 10 minutes to play in that ball game from the Corn Palace. There's a long range three put up there. It's going to be no good by Johnson. Rebound is lost out of bounds there by Laurel Zwiener of Hastings. So it's going to be Midland playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 14:55 to play in the ball game. Hastings 49, Midland 42. There's a Damian Moon with the ball. Free throw line extended on the left side. She gets away, drives into the hole, and scores. That was too easy. Or Darian Moon driving to the hole there. That's her first field goal. 49-44. Midland has scored the last 4 points in the ball game. Hastings comes back with the ball. Sophia McDermott, free throw line extended to the right sideline. They get it out here to Cammie Breckman inside the free throw circle. Now to Brittany Wong, now to Raggett. Bounce pass goes inside. Zwiener grabs it, foul called. That's going to go on Jamie Tramer of Midland, trying to swat the ball away from Zwiener. Tramer picks up her second personal foul. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Frankie Peterson. Coming out will be Breckman. End of the ball game for Midland is going to be Shelby Ruprecht. Ruprecht comes in, and Jamie Tramer will get a quick breather here. Hastings College will play things in. Underneath their own basket, they come way out on top. The ball is going to be tipped to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there for Midland was Jamila Johnson. And Hastings will play things in out here on the near sideline up toward midcourt. It's going to be Frankie Peterson playing things in. The Raggeth gets it back to Peterson now. Left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to McDermott. Out to Frankie Peterson, holds the ball back to McDermott, takes a three-pointer from the left side, her shot around the rim and falls off, no good. Rebound Peterson, follow shot, good. Frankie Peterson gets the offensive board in the lane there and scores. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top by a score of 51-44. 14:06 to play here in the ball game from the event center in Fremont. There's a long-range jumper, a three-pointer by Darian Moon. Moon with back-to-back field goals here for the Warriors, a 3 and a 2. She's now got 5 points. And Midland not rolling over. They're back to within 4 points. 51-47. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. Wong drives it down the lane to McDermott. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. McDermott trying to get the ball to Kaylee Raggett, and it was knocked out of bounds there by the Warriors. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 13:44 to play in the ball game. Frankie Peterson will inbound the ball here for Hastings. Frankie looks. Lobs it out here to Raggett. Kaylee Ragoth dribbles once, sends it over to McDermott, dribbles to the free throw line, stops and pops, shot is up there, it's good. McDermott now has 7 points in the ball game. The Broncos go back out on top by 6, 53-47. Broncos dropping back here in defense, bringing the ball up is going to be Jamila Johnson for Midland. Goes over there on the wing on the left side. That's Pemberton who's into the ball game now. She had 8 points off of the bench in the first half. She drives toward the goal. Her shot is up there, no good. Follow shot is up and in. Danielle Steffen gets the offensive board and the putback. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, and the Warriors back to the win 4 points again. 53-49. Inbounds pass is deflected away. Now a foul is going to be called. Pemberton picks up the personal foul for Midland. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Warriors here in this second half of play. So a non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. It's 53-49. Hastings out on top of Midland here tonight. Broncos have the ball. That's Brittany Wong. Goes over on the far sideline to Courtney Spahn. Now to Kaylee Ragoth. Out here in three-point territory, Sophia McDermott now to Courtney Spahn. Entry pass. They get it to Ragoth. She's double-teamed. Ball tipped away. Is picked up by Spahn. Down to McDermott. Down in the corner to Wong. And a traveling violation is called. Brittany Wong is whistled for the steps. That's turnover number 12 on Hastings. 12:43 to play here in the ballgame. It's 53-49. Hastings with the lead. Into the ballgame now for the Broncos is going to be Melissa Thompson. And coming out will be Kaylee Ragoth. So Thompson into the ball game now for Hastings, a 5'11" junior out of Papillion. Midland trailing by 4 points. Warriors on the ball. Moon has got it behind the screen. Takes it to the free throw line. Here's a pass down low. They get it to Steffen. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Statler back in there. I think she got a little piece of that one as it goes sailing out of bounds. So it's going to be Midland playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Johnson will trigger things in for Midland. Gets it to a Steffen. Back to the corner. Here's a shot taken there by Johnson. No good. Rebounded in the lane there by Steffen. And a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Midland. So the Warriors will get another chance here. 12:24 to play in the ball game. Hastings 53, Midland 49. Women's college basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Moon has got the ball on the far sideline. Works against the Courtney Spahn. Moon, bounce pass down the lane. That's Pemberton. Drives her shot up there. No good. Rebound Statler. Outlet pass to the far sideline. Courtney Spahn has got the ball into the offensive zone. Down the right sideline. McDermott out to Spahn. Left side now to Brittany Wong. Entry pass to Statler. Kicks it back out on the wing. McDermott fakes the three. Dribbles inside. 10-footer up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Statler. Gets it back out to Wong. Dribbles to the free throw line. Back out to McDermott out here in three-point territory. McDermott down the lane. There's a pass over the head of Courtney Spahn out of bounds. So Hastings gives it right back to the Warriors. Here comes Sammy Hislop into the ballgame now for Midland. She had 5 points in the first half of play. Now she re-enters the ballgame with 11 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the contest. 53-49. Midland trailing by 4 points, and the Warriors have the ball in their offensive zone. Here's Hislop driving down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Courtney Spahn with a rebound down the right sideline. McDermott has got it. Sophia with the ball on the dribble. Stomps out here in three-point territory. Sends it to Spahn on the high post. That's Statler. Dumps it down low to Thompson. Shot is up and in. Melissa Thompson on the assist from Statler. Thompson with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings out to a six-point lead, 55-49. Down the left sideline is going to be Johnson. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Now kicks it out here to Tramer. Tramer now to Kristen Cameron. Cameron working to Pemberton. Pemberton stops at the elbow. The ball tipped away by McDermott. It's loose. It's going to be picked up by Hislop. Hislop in the backcourt here for Midland. Across the midcourt stripe again. Hislop has got it. Bounce pass is going to be kicked there by Statler, and it's going to be Midland playing things in underneath their own basket. 10:54 to play in the ballgame. Hastings 55, Midland 49. Taz Yorig coming into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Brittany Wong. We were tied up at 38 points apiece at halftime. Hastings coming out and scoring the first 9 points of the second half to grab a 47-38 lead. And that's a lead that they have not relinquished so far. And now I think we're going to have some discussion on the shot clock. It's at 26 seconds. Probably should not have reset there during that last possession for the Broncos. And now they're going to check with the scores table on the far sideline. Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. So they're going to leave the clock the way it It stands 10:54 in the ballgame, 26 in the shot clock. Midland will play things in. Midland has got it down here in the corner. That's a Pemberton. Comes out to Hislop. Dribble penetration. Throws up a one-hander. It's going to be no good. An air ball goes out of bounds. There's going to be Hastings ball coming back the other direction. Morningside leading Dakota Wesley and now 61-50. They've got 6 minutes and 22 seconds to play in their ball game. Hastings with the ball down the right sideline. Taz York has got it on the dribble. Comes out to the top of the key. Entry pass. Get it to Stadler. Drives to the hole. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in a play. And Stadler will go to the free throw line again for Hastings. Alicia's been held without a field goal so far in this ball game. She's got, or check that, she's got one field goal. And she's got 4 free throws. You'll see she got 6 points in the ball game. Alicia Stadler going to the free throw line here to shoot 2. The shot is up there. It's good. Stadler is 73% foul shooter in the season. She's now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line in this one. Danielle Steffen comes into the ball game now for Midland, replacing Tramer again. The second shot by Stadler is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Shelby Ruprecht of the Midland University Warriors. So Midland is trailing 56-49 in the second half from the event center in Fremont. There's a Hislop with the ball. Free throw line extended left side, picked up by Taz. Comes out in 3-point territory to Johnson, picked up out there by Sophia McDermott. Over on the wing again to a Hislop, double team, gets the ball away. Johnson has got it now. Johnson gets away, drives it toward the goal. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We got a shot clock violation again. That one did not draw iron. Midland actually got the rebound underneath the hole, but a shot clock violation on the Warriors. That's 9 turnovers now in Midland. 56-49. Hastings out to a 7-point lead here in the second half. This has not been easy here tonight. McDermott with the ball. Now to Courtney Spahn from 10. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good as he tried to bank one home. And the rebound comes down to Ruprecht. Ruprecht gets to the near sideline. Now to Johnson. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Johnson, two-handed pass, goes to Hislop on the far sideline. And now a timeout here for Midland. Warriors want to call a timeout. 9 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 56, Midland 49.
The superheroes of service. Powered by play.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Event Center at Midland University in Fremont here tonight. 38-38 at halftime. Hastings scoring the first 9 points of the second half to go out on top, 47-38. And the Broncos have the lead now by a score of 56-49. Leading the way for the Broncos so far has been Brittany Wong. She's got 9 points, but she has not scored so far here in the second half of play. Sophia McDermott has got 7. Jamie Tramer's done all the damage for the Warriors. She has got 17 in the ball game. So Midland, who has won just one conference game and 15 starts here in the GPAC, giving Hastings everything they want. Now here's a personal foul going to be called here on Thompson out in 3-point territory as Hoffman was out there deep in the left corner. And a foul is going to be called on Thompson. Melissa picks up her second. And now to shoot 3 shots at the free throw line is going to be Trisha Hoffman. Hoffman so far has got 4 points in the ballgame. Hoffman is 76% foul shooter, and she gets the first one to go down. So a foul in 3-point territory by Melissa Thompson from deep in the left corner. And now Trisha Hoffman will have 3 shots. She's hit her first one. The second one is up there and in. And in the ballgame now for Hastings is going to be Raggeth, and going out will be Thompson. So it's 56-51. Midland is back to within 5 points here with 9:36 to play. Hoffman will have one more shot here. It's up there, and it's good. Nothing but twine. So a 3-point play, all in free throws, and all of a sudden it's a 56-52 ball game. Hastings in the lead. Taz York dumps it away to Raggeth. Their shot no good, but she's fouling the play. As came streaking up the right sideline, cut it for the hole, dumped it away to Ragoth, and she is fouled in a play there by Midland. Personal foul goes on Danielle Steffen. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 7 now on the Warriors, so Hastings in the bonus situation here in the second half. Ragoth to the free throw line for 2. Shot is up there, and the shot in and out and falls off of the right side. No good. Ragoth now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Courtney Spahn checks out. Here comes Cammy Bruckman into the ball game now. Hastings holding on to a 4-point lead, 56-52. There's the next shot by Ragoth. It's up there. That one hits the front iron and gets the roll down through the hole. So Ragoth now with 9 points in the ball game. That's a 57-52 ball game. Midland down by 5 points. The Warriors have the basketball. Miller has got it. Now to Hoffman behind the screen. Hoffman moves it over here on the right side to Hislop. Hislop dribbling with the ball at the top of the key. Sends it to the far sideline. Now to Miller. Moves it down on the baseline. Good defense here by Ragoth. Back out on top to Hislop. Dumps it off in the lane. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Steffen. Danielle Steffen scores. She's got 6 points. It's 57-54 now. Hastings with a 3-point lead with 9 minutes to play in this basketball game. Hastings back with the ball in their offensive zone. McDermott on the right sideline. Comes out now to Cammy Bruckman, top of the key. Now to McDermott. Two-handed pass comes over here to Taz. Dribble penetration. And she takes it to the elbow left side. Out to Bruckman, to Taz. Inside to Kaylee Ragoth. Shot is up and in. Ragoth posted up inside. They got her the ball. And Ragoth now with the 11 points in the ball game, leading the Broncos in scoring here tonight. Hastings leading now 59-54. Here's a Hislop with the ball. Cross-court pass goes to Hoffman. She has it off of her fingertips. It's picked up by Ragoth. Ragoth gets the ball down the floor to Taz Yorick. Shoots and scores. Taz Yorick drives to the hole and scores. Taz has now got 6 points in the ball game as Midland turns the ball over for the 11th time here in the contest. Hastings back out to a 7-point lead, 61-54. Driving into the lane is going to be Hislop, and now we got a traveling violation. Nope, double dribble. Double dribble violation on Midland. That's going to be their 12th turnover of the ball game. And now Hastings will come back the other direction. They've got the lead, 61-54. Midland is applying some pressure back here. Taz Yorick with the ball. Sends it over here to Elisa Stadler. Down in the corner now. That's McDermott. Drives to the basket. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Midland ball. Concordia leading Nebraska Wesleyan, 65-48. They've got 11-23 to play in that ball game from Lincoln. That ball game was in favor of Nebraska Wesleyan early, but Concordia, the team that's on top of the Great Plains Athletic Conference right now with a 12-2 conference mark, has reclaimed the lead, and they are out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan, 65-48. Hastings leading here, 61-54. Midland has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Pemberton goes to the far sideline. There's a three-pointer jacked up there by Hislop. That's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Hastings, and a jump ball is going to be called as a Bruckman is tied up on the play there. Getting her hands in there, Danielle Steffen from Midland. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Broncos, so Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Hastings trying to hang on here tonight. They're sitting at 15-8 on the season, 7-7 in the conference, ranked number 20 in the country. Trying to keep their postseason playoff hopes alive here tonight. Brittany Wong with the ball. Comes out to Cammy Bruckman. Back to Brittany Wong, right side of the circle. Brittany dribbling with the ball. Comes out to Bruckman now, top of the key to Stadler at the free throw line. Not a Ragoth. Shot is up there from the right side from 10 feet away. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted around. It's picked up by Frankie Peterson. Peterson has got it for Hastings. Being attacked out here on the left side of the lane. Peterson gets rid of it. Finally between the circles there. Brittany Wong has got it. Midland is back to a zone defense here. On the wing with the ball is Cammy Bruckman. Down on the baseline to Peterson. Peterson holds it, trying to penetrate. Can't do it against Steffen. Back out on the wing. There's a three-pointer put up by Bruckman. No good. Rebound Stadler. Stadler in the lane. Call for the steps. Traveling violation on Alicia Stadler. End of the ball game now for Midland is going to be Darian Moon. Moon will come in. Hislop will check out. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We've got the men's game coming up next. So stay with us. 8 o'clock scheduled tip-off time here tonight. We're down to 6:44 to play in the women's ball game. And now an over-and-back violation is called here on Midland. As Darian Moon can't control the ball, it goes off of her fingertips into the backcourt. She retrieves it, an over and back violation on the Warriors. Turnover number 13 now in Midland. Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline. Frankie Peterson will get it in. Frankie gets it into a Brittany Wong, brings it back to Peterson. Two-handed pass comes out on top. That's going to be Bruckman back to Peterson. Fakes the three, takes the ball down to the baseline. Jump pass back out to the elbow. Ragged through the ball. Now to Breckman to the far sideline. To Wong. Inside to Peterson. Shot is up there. It's no good. Gets her own rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Frankie Peterson with an offensive board and a putback. She's got 8 points. And Hastings out on top now 63-54. And now Midland wants to call a timeout. Midland wants to call a timeout. We'll take a break. 6:18 to play in the ball game. It's now Hastings 63, Midland 54.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 6 minutes, 18 seconds to play. We're at the Event Center at Midland University in Fremont here tonight. Hastings trying to hold off the upset challenge here from Midland University. The score is 63-54. So Hastings has a 9-point lead again in the ball game. It matches their biggest lead. But Hastings got up to a 49-40 advantage earlier in this half. They also led 47-38 after we fought to a 38-38 halftime tie. Hastings scoring the first 9 points of the second half. So Hastings with the biggest lead of the ball game, but now Midland has got the ball. Their offensive zone following the timeout. This is Moon with it at the top of the key. Sends it down on the baseline. There's a shot up there and in. A shot up and in by Pemberton. She's now got 5 field goals and 10 points in the ball game. Midland not rolling over. It's 63-56. Hastings working with the ball in backcourt to get into the offensive zone. Wong from 10. Shot up there. No good. The ball swatted out of bounds. That's going to be Midland ball. Warriors will play things in. So Hastings with a quick shot there in the shot clock. And Midland will get it now with 5:55 to play in the ball game. Hastings 63, Midland 56. Women's college basketball action for you tonight. On the near sideline, Pemberton has got the ball. Goes it to the far side, cross-court pass. There goes to Moon. Dangerous pass, but Moon grabs it. Working out there against the Bronco man-to-man defense against Bruckman. They get it to Miller. Her pass down low. Here's a shot taken by Pemberton. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Outlet pass to the near sideline to Frankie Peterson. Hustles into the forecourt. Frankie stops and gets it out to Brittany Wong, dribbling with the ball, back down in the corner. Peterson has got it. She drives inside, dumps it away. Ragged has got it. Turnaround jumper from the left side of the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Moon. Moon runs it back the other way, 3-on-2. Bounce pass left side. They get it to Stefan, and she's called for the steps. Midland had a 3-on-2 break. They had the numbers coming back the other way, but Danielle Stefan is whistled for the traveling violation. That's 14 turnovers on Midland. Jamie Tramer comes back into the ball game now for Midland, replacing Miller. Hastings out on top by a score of 63-56. 5:11 to play here in the ball game from the Event Center in Fremont as the fans finally get into this thing. Winds have been far and in between here for this Warrior women's basketball team. There's Statler. Her shot from underneath the hole is going to be no good. Alicia grabs the rebound, kicks it back out to Wong, down on the baseline to Peterson. Peterson shovels the ball off inside, down to Statler, back out to Wong. Brittany Wong has got a 20 seconds left in the shot clock. 4:48 to play in the ball game. Hastings in the lead. Bounce pass comes back to Brittany Wong down on the baseline. That's Peterson. Collision. Foul called. Shelby Rubrack is going to be whistled for the personal foul for Midland. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 8 on the Warriors here in the second half of play. So Hastings is in the 1-1 situation here as Frankie Peterson will go to the free throw line. Peterson has got 8 points in the ball game, 3 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 70% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. Hastings now leading by a score of 64-56, tying up at 38 points apiece at halftime tonight. Next shot is up there by Peterson. In and out, no good, and the rebound comes down to Midland. And Danielle Stefan with the rebound as Peterson misses her second free throw. Moon has got the ball now offensively for Midland. Bounce pass is kicked by Peterson, goes out of bounds, and Midland will play things in. 4:32 to play in the ball game. Hastings 64, Midland 56. Broncos have led by as many as 9 points here in the second half on 3 different occasions. Midland's got the ball right now. Pemberton, who's got 10 points on 5 field goals, will play things in. The Darian Moon picked up out there by Wong of Hastings. He's on the left side. That's it. Johnson with the ball behind the screen. Moves it to the top of the key on the dribble over here to Moon again. Free throw line extended right side. Moon, top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside. They get it to Johnson to the far sideline. There's a three-pointer by Pemberton. No good. Grabs her own rebound out here at the top of the key. Pemberton moves it across the top to Moon to the free throw line. Out to Pemberton for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Tramer. Tramer's got it from Midland. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Pass out on top. Intercepted there by Cammie Bruckman of Hastings. So the Broncos have the lead. 64-56. 4 minutes to play. Here's Bruckman with the ball. High post to Zwiener. Zwiener dribbles once. Sends it back to Wong. Way over her head. Out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. That's going to be the 13th turnover on the Broncos. Midland trailing by the score of 64-56. We're down to 3 minutes and 46 seconds to play in this one. Here comes Johnson with the ball now for Midland. Jamila Johnson dribbling with the ball against Brittany Wong of Hastings. Johnson on the high post as they get it to Danielle Steffen. Over to Moon on the far side. Moon comes over here to Pemberton. Out in three-point territory. Pemberton goes across the top. That's Johnson trying to drive the ball. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted here by Hastings. Long pass down the floor as they get it to Bruckman. Away to Brittany Wong. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Danielle Steffen. Steffen gets the ball now to Darian Boone. Running down the far sideline. Now to Tramer in the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. The ball recovered here by Bruckman. Gets the ball ahead to Peterson. She drives, shoots her shot. Good, and she's fouling the play. Frankie Peterson gets the field goal there for Hastings. She's got 11 points in the ball game, and she is fouling the play here by Jamila Johnson. That's going to be her second. And that's going to send Frankie Peterson to the free throw line now to try to make this a three-point play. So Hastings has a 10-point lead for the first time. It is 66-56. And it occurs with 3 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the ball game. Here comes Trisha Hoffman back in. Here comes Sammy Hislop into the ball game as well for the Warriors. Frankie Peterson to the free throw line for one. Shot is up there. It's good. So a 3-point play. And a big one at that. Hastings now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 67-56 with 3:05 remaining here in the basketball game. So the Warriors come back with the ball. Jamila Johnson has got it on the dribble as she brings it into the offensive zone. Hastings stays with their man-to-man defense here. Hastings looking for their second win of the season over Midland. Steffen has got the ball. Her reverse layup underneath the hole is going to be no good, but she's found in a play. Well, she got away easily that time from Morrill Zwiener. Now she'll go to the free throw line here. The personal foul is going to be called on Statler. That's going to be her fourth. So to the free throw line for Midland is going to be Danielle Steffen. She got 3 field goals and 6 points in the ball game. 71% foul shooter, and their shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So again, one more. Midland is trailing by 11 points now. It's 67-56. Danielle Steffen will have one more shot here. Waits at the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Zwiener had the rebound and lost the ball out of bounds. Was it poked out? Yes. So Hastings will play things in. Danielle Steffen misses on a couple of free throw opportunities. Hastings with a lead, 67-56. At the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Cammie Bruckman with the ball. Gets it to Kaylee Raggeth. Now to Bruckman. The Zwiener. The Statler. Shot good. Alicia Statler gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 9 points. Hastings College now leading by the score of 69-56. A driving layup there by Hislop that's going to be no good. Rebound Statler. Gets the ball away to the far sideline now to Cammie Bruckman. Her pass is deflected and it's going to be taken away. Hislop has got it back the other way now for Midland. Reverses. Spins at the elbow left side of the lane. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Zwiener. 2:09 to play. Hastings leading by 13 points now, 69-56. Here comes Brittany Wong with the ball for Hastings. Back in the offensive zone, Zwiener up high, sends it down in the corner. Bruckman has got it. Bruckman, bounce pass out on top. Kaylee Raggeth now to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling with it to Statler at the free throw line. Double team, sends it down to Zwiener. Outside now to Wong for 3, shot good. Brittany Wong nails a 3 ball. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 72-56, and now Midland wants to call a timeout. Midland wants to call a timeout here. We'll take a break with 1:39 to play in the ball game. It's Hastings 72, Midland 56.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Well, it took a while, but the Broncos finally getting their offense cranked up here. Hastings currently on his 16-4 run over Midland. It was close back there at 56-52, and now Hastings on a 16-4 run. And right on top of Midland, 72-56. We've got just a minute and 39 seconds to play here in this one. Women's college basketball action here tonight from 1230 KHIS. So Midland calling the timeout. A minute and 39 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings with a lead, 72-56. Here come the Warriors now with a basketball. That's it, Johnson with it on the dribble on the near sideline. So Miley Johnson dribbling with the ball, gets away from Wong, takes it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Stefan is up and in. Danielle Stefan scores there. She's now got 8 points in the ball game on four field goals, 72-58. Hastings now inbounding the ball. That's going to be Frankie Peterson with it now. Gets it over here to Brittany Wong, and she brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Midland in the man-to-man defense here as we approach the one-minute mark. Here's Statler with the ball in three-point territory. Over here to Kaylee Raggett. Free throw line extended to the left side to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman sends it to the far sideline now. That's a Brittany Wong. Wong on the high post to Zwiener. Zwiener being attacked. Holds onto the ball. Now to Brittany Wong. Dribbles into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Statler follows shot is up and in. Alicia Statler gets the offensive board of the putback. She's now in double figures. She's got 11 points in the ball game. 74-58. 40 seconds to play here in this one. The Broncos are going to survive here tonight. Trisha Hoffman with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Tramer. Her shot is going to be short. Rebound comes down to Statler. And the white flags have come up here. Statler gets it here to the near sideline as Brittany Wong will bring things up with 25 seconds to play. Wong down the near sideline. Kaylee Raggett holds the ball here against Hoffman. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Bruckman. Comes across the top now to Brittany Wong to Alicia Statler. Alicia double team, trying to get the ball away, does so. Here's Bruckman driving with a hole. Left-handed layup is up and in. Bruckman gets the field goal. She's got 5 points in the ball game. 8.5 seconds to play. Midland will inbound the ball. Johnson brings it into the offensive zone, down in the corner. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Raggett, and the ball game is over. Cameron gets the final shot there that would not go. So Hastings College survives the upset bid here from the cellar dwellers in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, the Midland University Warriors. Hastings wins the ball game here tonight. Final score, the Broncos 76, Midland 58. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the event center at Midland University in Fremont here tonight. Hastings College, the 20th ranked team in the country, survives an upset bid from Midland University, winning by the score of 76-58 here tonight. I think the final score doesn't indicate how close this ball game was throughout much of the ball game. Hastings on a late spurt there, and they the second half to pull away for the victory, but Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 76-58. So the Broncos improved to 16 wins now and 8 losses on the season. They improved to 8-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland falls to 8-17. They are now 1-15 in the GPAC. Hastings had a 3-point lead in the first half. That was their biggest lead there at 16-13. Midland had an 8-point lead in the first half at 28-20. We were tied up at 38 points apiece at halftime. Hastings came out and scored the first 9 points in the second half to grab a 47-38 lead. Broncos also led by 9 at 49-40. But Midland came back and pulled within 4 points at 56-52. With just over 9 minutes to play in the ballgame, that's when Hastings went on a 16-4 run. They go out on top 72-56, and that run put the ball game away for the Broncos. They go on to win this baby tonight by a score of 76-58. Checking the shooting numbers in the ball game here tonight, Hastings ended up shooting 51% from the field. They were 27 out of 52 for 51.9%. Midland was 22 out of 59 for 37.3%. The Warriors hit only 20% of their field goals in the second half, 6 out of 29 after halftime. Hastings was 5 out of 10 on three-pointers today for 50%. So the past 5 games, Hastings shot under 30% from three-point territory. Tonight they hit 5 out of 10 for 50%. Midland was only 1 out of 10 in the ball game tonight for 10%. Hastings hitting 17 out of 21 from the free throw line here tonight for 81%. Meanwhile, Midland, they connected on 13 out of 16 free throws for 81.3%. Rebounds, Hastings ended up with 35 rebounds in the ball game tonight compared to 30 for Midland. The Warriors winning the offensive wars, though, 15-12 over the Broncos. Midland officially had 15 turnovers in the ball game. Hastings had 16. Midland had 1 block shot and 8 steals. Hastings had 6 block shots and 6 steals. And the Broncos win it tonight over Midland by a score of 76-58. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back to the event center at Midland University here tonight in Fremont. Hastings College women knock off Midland by a score of 76-58. Checking the scoring in the ball game tonight for Hastings, Brittany Wong led the way as she finishes with 12 points. Wong was 2 out of 2 from 3-point range, and she also hit 5 out of 11 from the field tonight. So Brittany Wong finishes with 12 for Hastings. Frankie Peterson also had 12 points. Peterson was 4 out of 5 from the field, and she was 4 out of 5 on free throws here tonight. So Brittany Wong with 12. Frankie Peterson had 12 points. Kaylee Raggeth had 11 points in the ball game tonight. Raggeth was 3 out of 5 from the field. It was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Alicia Statler came up with 11 points in the ball game tonight. Statler 3 out of 5 from the field. And she was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Also pulled down 8 rebounds. So Alicia Statler, after playing only 4 minutes in the first half because of a couple of quick personal fouls, scored 2 points in the first half, came back with 9 more in the second. Statler finishes with 11. The other scores for the Broncos, we see Cammy Breckman had a 3 and a 2. She finishes with 5. Sophia McDermott, she had 7 points in the ball game, had a couple of field goals and also a 3-pointer in there. McDermott scores 7 points. Taz Yorick had 3 field goals and 6 points tonight. Courtney Spahn hit the final field goal of the first half, a 3-pointer for her only points in the ballgame. Alyssa Thompson had 5 points on a couple of field goals, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Hastings getting 12 points from Brittany Wong, 12 points from Frankie Peterson, 11 for Kaylee Ragath, and 11 for Elisa Stadler. Broncos putting 76 points on the scoreboard here tonight against Midland. The Warriors getting 17 points in the ballgame from Jamie Tramer. She had 15 of those in the first half, only 2 points in the second half. Tramer was 5 out of 11 from the field today and hit 7 out of 7 from the free throw line. She finishes with a game-high 17 points in the ballgame. And she was the only Warrior to hit double figures tonight. Sammy Hislop, she had 5 points, a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jamila Johnson had 3 field goals and 6 points. Darian Moon had 5 points on a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. Danielle Stefan had 8 points tonight on 4 field goals. She was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Trisha Hoffman ends up with 7 points. She had a field goal, and she was 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. So Hastings College wins it over Midland tonight by a score of 76-58. Hastings now 16-8 on the season. 8-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland drops to 8 wins and 17 losses and now 1-15 in the conference. Hastings College next ball game for the women is going to be on Saturday afternoon. They'll be taking on the Dort Defenders back at the Osborne Sports Complex at Lynn Farrell Arena. Again, our score here at halftime, or actually our final score in this one. Hastings College knocking off Midland by a score of 76-58. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings getting set to take on the Warriors. We'll take a break here and we'll come back. We'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.